Let us start again from Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Umisayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef said over a memre b'shem Rav Yehuda. He said a few memres. The first memres was b'shem Rav Yehuda Omarav, and was speaking about the machloikis, the Tanakana and Chananya, when you need Atlosis or Tzuras HaPesach, but if it's Tomach Leikis, it's the Movi that's Mefulish, the Sratya Mikan or Sratya Mikan, if there's a Pilush to a Bikin a Sratya or a Pilush to two Bikois, so then everyone is made the Tzuras HaPesach and Alechi is sufficient. Umisayim bo Mishmeid Rav Yehuda. And then Rav Yosef ended off this Memre with a Maimer of Rav Yehuda. If the mavui was not kolo l'sratye or l'bike, it was mefulish to a rechove, which a rechove is a reshus hayochit, is then ein tzorich klum. Then we don't need anything to be machsher the mavui, and here's a din of a mavui stuma. Let us again see Rashi. Misayim bo Rav Yosef mishmeid Rav Yehuda stome. V'loy pirish loy Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yosef mi kibul ha'isiyim. Rav Yehuda never told Rav Yosef who he was mekabel siyim dvorafom. But the siyim is as follows. Dim hoyo soif ha'movi hazeh ha'mefulish l'rshus ha'rab. Kolo l'rchovo, it ends up, the soif ha'movi is not mefulish, one side is mefulish l'rshus ha'rab, the other side is kolo l'rchovo. It ends up in a rechova. V'derech ha-rechova ha-yamovi mefulish. And through the rechova, it becomes mefulish l'shus ha-rabim. Means ha-movi is that mefulish l'shus ha-rabim means it was mefulish l'shus ha-rabim al yedei ha-rechova. What does that mean? Shenifratz koysel ha-rechova shekenegdoi l'shus ha-rabim. That the koysel ha-rechova shekenegdoi is nifratz l'shus ha-rabim in the Perish Chai. This is picture 68. We have a beautiful picture that the mavui al yidei horechove, al yidei hapirtze borechove becomes a mavui mefulush. So if the pilush of the mavui is through the rechove, and now rechove is hekev chotzer sha'achorei batim kori rechove, mukefes arba mechitzes. So the rechove is be'emesin a chotzer that is in the back of the houses, and the reason we have to know it's in the back is to tell us there is not a different iser, an erev indike iser over here. So this is the yard that is in the back of the house that is a reshus hayochid kori rechove mukefes arba mechitzes. So if the movi ends up in a reshus hayochid, and that reshus hayochid has a pirtza to reshus harabim. And because of this pirtze, the movi becomes more or less mefulish to the reshus harabim. So there's no chesaron whatsoever, and it has a din of a movi sosum, and you only need a lechi in the beginning of the movi. Ein tzarich klum, Rashi says, l'sakein oiso psiche shel tzad ha-rechove. That what the movi is poritz to the tzad ha-rechove, it is not, you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. El roish, ha-mefulish l'shus ha-rabim, the roish ha-movi, that is mefulish l'shus ha-rabim, tzorech lechi, oi koire, ketoires movi sosum. This is like a movi sosum that needs a lechi oi koire, b'roish ha-pasuch l'shus ha-rabim. Now Rashi has a shayle, l'choire, where do we see this in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda? Im hoya movi koli l'chove, where do we see in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda that it's speaking about that the Rechove has a pirtze in it to the Reshus HaRabim? Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned that. So where did I get it from? So Rashi says as follows. V'alkochach b'de nifritze nami Rechove keneged pirtze samovi b'koysel shekenegde l'Reshus HaRabim osa l'ashmine. This has to be the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. And now we understand the flow of the Gemara. the Gemara was speaking about a movi ha mefulish, mefulish mamish l'shus harab mishnei tzodim, it's a machlekes to Tanakam and Chananya, it's mefulish l'to abike, so then everyone is moide. So on this inyan of movi ha mefulish, this rechove is a continuation. If the movi is mefulish to the rechove, I'm a mefulashim de la elkoi, the Iber Rechava Stume, if we are speaking about that the Rechava Stume Legamri, Pshita, so number one, what is he telling us? Das Dime Mal Yisihi, if the Kaisel or Rechava that's connected to Rishus Arab Mesosam Legamri, is of a Shteitzer, so it's a Movi Sosam. The whole Ekele Meima, he's telling us a different Chiddush. The Bereshum B'nei Rechava Yitzich Lashminan to tell us that since it's porus lemakim ha'aso, they did not make an erev. The bnei rechava did not make an erev with the bnei hamovoi. So lechayre did be a hava mina that one should not be permitted to be metaltal in the movoi because it's porus lemakim ha'aso, and that's the chiddush. The mishum bnei rechava itzich lashminan. The loy osri abnei movi, they don't ask the abnei movi vafilu loy irvu imam, even though they did not make an eruv v'chatzeres. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, donami pshita. That's poshut. You don't need Rabbi Yehuda for this. The rechove loy boi leiruve. With a rechove, you don't have to make an eruv. The stam rechove ain't ba diyorim lotzis velovoi. There's no diyorim in the rechove, vein mish tashmisham todim. So memele, there's no necessity to make an erev bechlau with a rechove. Kedem rinu v'perik sheni, man de shori litultulei min amovi l'soicha, mishum de les ba diyorim v'hilchese kevosi. There's a machleik is stuck in the second perik. But we paskin that you don't need any erev. The kaimlam b'chala teirev, davachel l'chumer wavina l'kule, v'lchasekir avina l'kule, ba'meyum tzebei mazriki. So b'meile, so I also don't need Rav Yehuda to tell me this, that the rechove does not aser the mavi, because I know, since it's ein bo diyorin, ein tashmishan tod, it doesn't aser. So what is the chiddush? So al kochach, the chiddush is al tzepirtze. Als the pirze shaboy, that I would think, since there's a pirze, that is mechuvin kineged the mavoi, so I would think he gets a din of mavoi mefulish. So kamashmul doesn't get a din of a mavoi mefulish. If the chiddush is of the pirze, so why does he speak about a rechove, speak about a chotzer, and they made an eret? Zogt Rashi rechove lav davke noket, v'hu adin lechotze sheyesh b'diyorim v'irvu. I mean, if the whole meduber over here is not about hilchas eirevin, no, the whole meduber is that has a din of a mavi mefulish, so you didn't have to speak about a rechove, you could speak about a chotze, and they made a rubi chatzeres. Ein achinami, you could have done that also. Elo uvde b'rechove hoi, so this was a maise shahoya. So that is why we speak about a rechove. Kol knise v'yitzie debatim shabeshas perach hachotzeru v'achotzer lifnei abat. So b'kitzer, we are speaking about Nachamol, the tzior 68. We are speaking about that you have over here in Tzir 68 in the Perish Chai, we have here a Mavui that is Pasuach to a Rechove, which is a Chotzer, and this Rechove has appealed to the Rishus HaRabit. And there would be a Mokim to think that this Mavui has a din of a Mavui Mefulish L'Rishus HaRabim, since the Pirtze of the Kaisel HaRechove is Mechuvin, kineged the pirtzas amovi. So it'd be a mokim to think that it has a din of a movi mefulish. And then if that would be true, you'd have to put a tzuras apesach where it says an aleph over here by the end of the pirtzas amovi. It's kamash melon, that was a memra of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, ein tzorich klum, it does not have a din of a movi mefulish. So memele, so you only need a lechi, by the Tchilas Knisses Hamovi, and that's it. You don't need any other tikkun on the other side of the Movi where the Aleph is, because it does not have a din of a Movi Mefulish, it has a din of a Movi Sosom. That was the Memra of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef said over B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Om Alei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, Hoda Rav Yehuda D'Shmuli. Now, you mentioned, Rav Yosef had mentioned a few Memras B'Shem Rav Yehuda. Am Rav Yehuda Marav. The first three members were B'Shem Rav. This member, he mentioned B'Shem Rav Yehuda, did not say from who Rav Yehuda derived this halacha from. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, this member Rav Yehuda had it derived from Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Hode Rav Yehuda, hode siyamto mishmei de Rav Yehuda. You were Messiah, Rabbi Yosef was Messiah, a member of B'Shem Rav Yehuda, v'loi pirish loch, and you did not know miman gomro, k'demeforish bereise demilsa mishmei derav. And the first three halachas that you mentioned B'Shem Rav Yehuda, you said it's B'Shem Rav. Hai siyuma al kochoch mishmuel rabbi gomro. This siyum al kochoch was from Shmuel. That Rav Yehuda heard this from Shmuel Rabbi. This can't be from Rav. The E, the Rav, if this would be a member of Rav, Koshe, the Rav, ad Rav betarti. Then, I have another member of Rav, and there'll be a double stire between this member of Rechovo, that Rav Yehuda said, ain't tzorich klum, and I have another member of Rav, which there'll be a double stire. Now, what is the member of Rav? The Omar Rav Yirmiye Bar Abe Omar Rav. Movui Shenifratz B'Miluoi L'Chotza. A Movui Shenifratz B'Miluoi L'Chotza. We can use the same picture that we have before. We have a picture, instead of a Rechov, it'll be a Chotza. And if it's a Chotza, so the difference between a Chotza and a Movui is that the Psochim are the psochim of the bayis are nichnas lechotza. That, if you'll notice the difference between picture 68 and picture 71, so picture 68 are only windows facing the rechov of the houses which are facing the rechov, because the rechov is in the back of the houses. The door, you will notice, is away from the rechov, because the batim used to open up to the chatzeres. They used to be in front of the houses, and the rechov was used for storage purposes. And picture 71, without going into the fine details, here we have that the mavui is poured into a chotzer, so then you'll notice that the chotzer, we will see the doors of the batim are pasuach lechotzer. But it is mamish the same case. We have a mavui that is poured to a chotzer. That is the case. And we'll see the koislei ha-chotzer to the reshus harabim in the back, where we have a gimel over here in picture... In picture 68, so the Kaisle HaChotza will see our Nifratz L'Shusara. So now let us figure out the Memre of Rav. Rav Yirmiye Barabe Omar Rav said as follows. Mavoi Shenifratz B'Miluay L'Chotza. A movie that was nifratz b'milui l'chotza, v'nifritze chotza kenegdoi. And the chotza is nifratz keneged the movie. That is all picture 68. So Rav said, chotza muteres, o movie osa. That's what Rav said. Rav said that the movie is osa. Not the way we said before, a member of Rav Yehuda, that the movi is muta. Va'amai lehevi kemovi shekola l'chovo. If the memre of Rav Yehuda that said movi shekola l'chovo in tzorich lasis klum is going according to Rav, that the movi does not become also in tzorich klum, so why did here Rav say that the movi is also? So this is a double stira to that memre of Rav Yehuda. We'll see in Rashi what the double stira is. So that's the raya that Rav Yehuda al-Kochoch did not hear his memre from Rav. He heard his memre from Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Mavoi shenifratz b'milui. Kaisel emtsoi al pnei kulai. Nifratz b'milui means that the whole middle wall of the Mavi is completely broken. There are no sides at all whatsoever. You have two side walls of the Mavi, but the whole back wall is completely broken. V'nifratz, that's the pirtze in the Mavi. And then Rav said, v'nifratz echotzer kenegdoi. B'pochais meyesa. The Kaisle Achotzer, which are facing the Rishus HaRabim. Let us use again picture 68. We'll make believe the Rechov is now Achotzer. So that Kaisle is Nifratz L'Rishus HaRabim. So Rav said as follows. Chotzer Muteres. The Chotzer that is Nifratz L'Rishus HaRabim. The Chotzer is Muter. Why is the Chotzer Muter? The lidi da, the chotzer loy havi b'milua. The chotzer is not completely open to the rishus harabim. V'nishtayru bo gifufim mikan u'mikan. The chotzer has walls on both sides of it. That's the chelik that is facing the rishus harabim, has walls on both sides. Lefichach. So therefore we have a yesod. If there are walls on both sides, in the pirtze in the middle, and Rashi had said before, and this pirtze is poches miyesa, is legabi dido psochim ninu. So this is called a pesach. Whenever there are walls and an opening, and the opening is less than 10 amis, so that is called a pesach. Now a pesach, for all practical purposes, is a teiris mechitza. A pesach is a teiris mechitza. Now, let us just look at picture 68, and we were looking at what it says, the Rechove, who had in the Chotzer. If we look at this Rechove Elech, it has a Pesach facing the Rishus HaRabim, and it has a Pesach facing the Mavi also. Because the Bnei HaRechove have Gifufim on the side facing the Mavi also. So legabi de rechova, there are psochim, it is a pesach facing the Rishus HaRabim, has a pesach facing the Mavi. So therefore, Rashi says, lefikach, legabi de do, legabi de chotzer alone, psochim ninu. It has psochim, side facing the Rishus HaRabim, and side facing the Mavi. So therefore, v'leyosri Allah, b'nei Mavi, so the b'nei, even though they weren't ma'arev with the b'nei Mavi, Shein movui oiser al chatzeres hapsuchim loy. If the chotzer would be poritz b'miluoy to the movui, it would be another parsha. So then it's poritz l'mokim ha'osoloy. But since this chotzer has psochim, because it has gifufim, sai on the side facing the rishus harab, and sai on the side facing the movui, so memele, so this chotzer is safe and sound. It has mechitzes on all four sides. And even though the sides where there are pirtzes, it has it in psochem. So memele, so that is the first halacha that Rav said. That mavoi shenifritz b'miluy lechotzer, nifritz echotzer, kinegdei chotzer muteres. The chotzer is nothing but to worry about. Because the chotzer has psochim. Aval chatzeirois oisrim b'movi. Now this statement in Rashi is not talking about the case of Rav. We'll see later why not. But Rashi says, a chotzer could aser a movi, even though there's a pesach to the movi, shrei drisas ragleim olov. A chotzer can aser the mavi because if they go out from their chotzer to the mavi and there's no erev between them, they could aser the mavi. That could be. Grad in this case, we'll see later, the chotzer would not aser the mavi al tzedrisas ragleim. But a chotzer could asel the movi shrei drisus raglayim olam. Okay, so this, let's make this a maimer hamuzga. Urishus harabim nami loyosel. So first Rashi said that the movi can't asel the chotzer because the chotzer has a pesach facing the movi. Urishus harabim nami loyosel alo. The rishus harabim also cannot asel the bnei chotzer. The chotzer ha-posuach like a pesachu. Since it is, doesn't have a teiras pilze, it is less than 10 amis. And it has gifufim, so it has psochim. So the psochim on both sides of the chotzer rescue the chotzer that it's not considered porutz l'rshus harabim and it's not considered porutz l'movim. So that is this memra of Rav that ha-chotzer muteres. Umovui osa. The movui is osa. Kosalke daito. So the Gemara held now. Midin nokat v'nivritze chotzer kenegdoi. He says, Rav said v'nivritze chotzer kenegdoi. Chotzer materus umovui osa. So the Gemara held now. What did he chap on nivritze chotzer kenegdoi? That is the reason why the movui is osa. Midinokat v'nivritze chotzer kenegdoi, mishum de merzi kemovoi mefulish. Because this movi looks like a movi mefulish. That means, if you look on the left side of the movi, it is mefulish l'shus harabim. And if you look on the right side of the movi, so the movi is poritz to a chotzer, which is poritz l'shus harabim. So it also looks Ke'ilu the mavoi is mefulish l'shus harabim. So therefore, that was the havamin of the Gemara. Because halke daitach with the noket v'nivritzer chotzer kenegdoi, the whole reason Rav mentioned nivritzer chotzer kenegdoi, mishum, he wants to tell you why is the mavoi yosa, mishum de merzi ke mavoi mefulish ka osalei. V'lav mishum de nivratz l'chotzer. Not because the chotzer assels, not because the chotzer assels the movi. That means Rashi had said before in Rabbi Yehuda, if it would have been nifratz lechotzer, they did not make an erev, the movi would be osser because it is porutz to a chotzer. It's porutz to a mokim osserloi. That's what Rashi had said pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was careful. He spoke about a rechove. A rechove does not asa the movi because there's no diyorim to in the rechove. So therefore it's not considered porutz lemokim osoloi. But Rashi said it would be porutz to a chotzer. They did not make a ruvi chatzeris. So then the movi would be osar al tzachotzer. The Gemara held now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, that what Rav said, the mavoi is osar. So Rav said, the mavoi is osar if nifratz achotzer. So you see, if that is the right way, we should be madgish taloch of Rav. That Rav is saying that the mavoi is osar because nifratz achotzer. So we see from this that without the pirtze, the mavoi would be mutter, even though it's porotz lachotzer. That's number one. And number two, we see why is the mavoi osa? Because since the chotzer is nifratz l'shus harabim, so becomes a mavoi mefulish. So this is a double stirit to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said if a mavoi is nifratz l'rechove and the rechove is nifratz l'shus harabim, so Rav Yehuda said that the mavoi is mutter. So we see from Rav Yehudi that the pirtza to the Rishus Aram does not give it a din of a movi mefulish. That's number one. So we see Klaw Machloikis. Rav Yehudi says it does not have a din of a movi mefulish. And Rav says there's a din of a movi mefulish. Machloikis number two. Rav Yehudi said the whole reason the Rechove doesn't answer the Movi, because a Rechove doesn't need an Erev. But if it would have been a Chotzer, it would have answered the Movi, because the Movi, it's Poritz B'milui, to Amokim Ha'osoloi. That is what Rav Yehuda said. And Rav is saying, the only reason the Movi is also is because the Chotzer is Nifratz L'shus Harabim, because it is a Movi Mefulish. But if the Chotzer would not be Nifratz, even though the Movi is Poritz to a chotzer, it still doesn't answer the movi. So let us see now Rashi in the Veinik. ורב יהודה מדינו כתרחו ואשמינון דמישום מפולש לא ימצא רב יהודה עוד ספונפקר. That since he said Rechove, so the whole Chiddush of Rechove is, even though it's Poretz Lashus Arabim, Ashmini Demishum Mefulish Loi Mitzah. Ube Rechove, like the Yoyrim Delitzu Alei. And out the Rechove, it can't answer it because it's not a Mokim Osoloid, no one lives in the Rechove. Avuli Avikovul Lechotzel. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if this Movi would have been called Lechotzel Osri Alei, then the chotzer would answer the movi. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. L'kamon meforesh tamayu. Bahainu dikashe derava derav betarti. If this memre of the first memre of Rabbi Yehuda would derive from Rav, then it'd be a double stire in Rav. Imishum mefulish. One stire is, here Rav says that a chotzer am mefulish. A chotzer haporotz loshus harabi makes the movi mefulish, and Rabbi Yehuda said nitazoi. Imishum a nifratz lechotzer v'osr lebnei chotzer. Rabbi Yehuda said that nifratz lechotzer, afilu the chotzer would be sosum, so the chotzer would aser the movi, because it's porotz lemokim osoloi. Imishum a nifratz lechotzer v'osr lebnei chotzer, the nifratz hamovi b'miluay loshus o asur oloi. So this is the double machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav. So therefore, the first memra of Rav Yehuda would have originated from Rav, would be Akashe Betarti. There's a double machloikis. Number one, if it gets Hashem Movi Mefulash because the Koisle HaChotzer HaNifratz. And number two, if the Chotzer Mitzav Atzmoy could Aser the Movi because it's Nifratz B'mokim HaOsolei, L'shus HaOsolei. So therefore, Abaye told Rav Yosef, in order to avoid problems, we should rightfully assume that Rav Yehuda's memre is from Shmuel. So Shmuel is chaylik on Rav. Shmuel holds it does not become a movi mefulish, and Shmuel holds that the chotzer would aser the movi. Therefore he said, bafke rechove. Omale. So Rav Yosef told Abaye, Ana lo yodano. I don't know, Rashi says, Miman Gomer. I don't know who Rav Yehuda, where he got this memra from. Because this whole memra I derive from a maise. Uvda have bedure de reuse. There was a maise bedure de reuse, a kfar shal royim. Mavoi shel kolo l'rechova hava. There was such a case that there was a mavoi shel kolo l'rechova. V'osa l'kamid Rav Yehuda. They asked Rav Yehuda, do we have to do anything? There was a lechi facing there was a lechi in the beginning of the mavoi, and there was nothing else there. And they asked Rav Yehuda, do we have to do anything? Le'atzache v'le'i midi. That I know. V'ikashe mishmei derat. If you're telling me Rav Yehuda will not stim according to Rav, not to heaven, Shmei Dishmuv, like Hashem Midi. I'm not also interested in making problems. I just know this was a mice about Rav Yehuda at Paskin, and if it can't stim with Rav, so stim with Shmuv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi bedure de ruse kvaroi, shekolo le rechove, o rechove nifritze bekoisel shekenegde, there was such a mice. And the Melin, I know Klo, Rav Yehuda said you don't need anything. That's what I'm telling over B'Shem Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, that was till now, that we had understood that the Lomdus of Rav is, that what Rav says, the Movi is also because there's a din of a Movi mefulish. And we understood that Rav holds that if the Chotzer would not be Nifrat, so the Movi would be Mutter. So we see that even though the Movi is Poretz to a Chotzer, the Chotzer can answer it. The whole Isra of the Movi is only Alts Movi Mefulish. But Hashte, the Omalei Rav Sheshes, La Rav Shmur Barabe. But now, we have a memra of Rav Sheshes, that he told over Rav Shmur Barabe, Vomri Lo Rav Yosef Barabe. Asber Oloch, he heard from Rav the true reason of Rav's halacha, why Rav said Hamov Yosef, and Rav explained to him, kan she'irvu, kan she'loi irvu. So Memele, now that we know the correct pshat in Rav, is the Rav adarav nami loy kashe. Kan she'irvu b'nei chotzon b'nei movui, kan she'loi irvu. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, asber loch milsei de Rav, de gamir no lo minei. He was masber Rav, what Rav said, he had learned it from Rav. Rav explained him pshat in his halacha. Kan she'irvu, kan she'lo irvu. Kloima. Hai movui osor de koma Rav. That's what Rav said. That the movui is osor. Nochemo Rav is speaking about a case, movui she'kolo l'chotzer, v'nifrit she'koyso l'chotzer. So Rav said, ha'chotzer muteres, v'amovui osor. So, hai movui osor de koma Rav. It's not always osor. Yesh chiluk bedoh. Sometimes it's also a pomi muta. If the bnei achotza made an eruvei chatzeres with the bnei movui, bnei movui mutorim. The hodos alei rav, rav sheishis knew the real pshat in rav. That what rav had asked the movui, lav mishum me foolish kos alei. He didn't answer it als mefoolish. He held it's not called a movi mefoolish. Could the kamino le kamon boze sheloi kenegedze? Because that what it says nifritze chotzer kenegdoi means that the pirtze of the chotzer was not exactly mefoolish keneged the pirtze of the movi. So that means, if we'll look again at picture, we'll look at picture 74. Picture 74, we have, that is the picture of Zeh Shaloi Kenegedze, on page 13. Picture 74, so we have the Movui on top, here's the Movui. The Movui is going into the Chotzer. Now, if you go, look straight ahead, when the Movui goes into the Chotzer, there's a Mechitz over there. The pirtze of the kaisel achotzer, it goes over to your right. Then there's a pirtze. So Rav was speaking about such a case. Zeh sheloi keneged zeh. The pirtze of the mavoi is not keneged the pirtze of the chotzer. 74.
No.
74 is zeh sheloi keneged zeh.
It is. 74 is
keneged. No, 74 is zeh sheloi keneged zeh. Look at 74. Zeh. Now look from on top. There's some perish chais, it's 73. Okay, I'll kaponim, but in the new ones it's 74, so we have zeh sheloi keneged zeh. We have, that is the tzir of Rav. So memele, if it's zeh sheloi keneged zeh, Rav would have never asked the movui als a movui mefulish. Because the movi end goes into the rechove, and if you go straight ahead, you end up with a kaisel. Right. So Memeila Sarashi says, so Lefiyemis Rav is speaking about Zeh Shaloi Kenegedze. V'hai Nifritze Chotzer Kenegdoi. So the whole reason, that the movi was also, was not als movi mefulish. It's nirik a movi mefulish. The whole reason the movi was also because it's poritz to the chotzer. It's poritz l'shus asuraloi. That's the whole reason why the movi is also. And an erev, if you make an eruvi chatzeres, that'll solve that problem. That's the whole reason why the movi is also, according to Rav, an eruvi chatzeres would solve the problem. If this is pshat in Rav, so why did Rav say that nifritz achotzer? So why do you have to say that the kaisel achotzer became nifritz? Why do you have to tell me that? Till now we were learning pshat. He told me nifritz kaisel achotzer. That's the reason why the movi is also. That the movi is also because here's a din of movi mefulish. But now you're telling me that the kaisel achotzer it's zeh sheloi keneged zeh. So the movi bechlal doesn't get a din of a movi mefulish. So why did Rav have to say that nifritz kaisel achotzer? So Rashi says, "V'hai nivritz echotzer kenegdai mishum revusa dechotzer noket." You have to see Rav said two dinim. Rav said, Achotzer Muteres, Vamovi Yasure. So till now we're learning Pshat, that why is the Movi also because Nifritzer Achotzer. Now we know the correct Pshat in Rav. He wants to tell you, Achidish and Achotzer Muteres. By Nifritzer Achotzer, connect me Shem Rebus and Achotzer Noker. He wants to tell you, the Af Al Gav. The Rabim Nichnosim Lo Bizu, V'yoytzim Lo Bizu. Then let us go and let's look again at picture 74. You know, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim took advantage of the shortcut. There was a pirtze in the chotzer, so they used to go through the chotzer, through the movi, and ended up on the next Rishus HaRabim. There was a stream of people going through the chotzer and the movi. Afilu hochi, shoryi. Afal pikein, the chotzer is mutter. So even though the chotzer, now there's a stream of Bnei Rishus HaRabim going through. So it is not called Poritz Rishus HaRabim. Hail v'nifritze b'pochus miyeser. Since the pirtze of the chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim is less than 10 amis, so it has a Teures Pesach. The choshiv ke Pesach chotzer. This is a Pesach of a chotzer. That means, as long as you have, let us again look at the picture, as long as you have on both sides of the pirtze gifufim, you have walls on both sides, so the pirtze in the middle, as long as it is less than 10 amis, isn't in of a Pesach. So b'meile you have a Pesach, that is pasuach l'shus haram. So if there's a Pesach, not a pirtze, it's not torut l'shus haram. It's pasuach l'shus haram. Pasuach l'shus haram doesn't mean anything at all. And even though the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are taking advantage of this Pesach, and they're making a beautiful shortcut. Zeret Gornish mit Gornish. V'nivritza b'pochus miyesa d'choshiv ke Pesach Chotza. So that's why he said Nivritza Chotza, to tell me, even though it's Nivritza, it's still Mutter. Aval Yisr Mavui, that what the Mavui is also, Lav Mishum Pirtze d'koysel shekenegdayu. That what the Mavi is also is not because of the pirtz of the Kaisu Shekenegdoi, because as we mentioned before, it's Eshaloi Kenegedzeh. Some in Meilev, it's Eshaloi Kenegedzeh, so it's not Nirikim Mefulish. Hello, Mishum Dibnei Chotzer Osri Alei. Since the Mavi is Porutz L'Shusa Osoloi, some in Meilev, so without an Eruvi Chatzeres, Dibnei Chotzer will Osoloi. Kiloi Ilvoi, they did not make an Eruv. Why is the Mavui also? Kiven de Lididei have miluoi, since the Mavui is completely opened up to the Chotzer, there's no Gifufim whatsoever by the Mavui, it's completely opened up to the Chotzer, so Memeila Pirzu, so then it's called Porutz to a Chotzer. In people live in a chotzer. It's not like a rechova, which is used for storage purposes. People live in a chotzer. So memele, so this is a rishus that asks on him. So memele, so therefore, the that what it's porutz, that what the mavui is porutz b'milui to the chotzer, that's why the mavui is also betiltu, but that you can fix with an eruvi chatzeit. Aye, so Rashi asks now a kasha. L'chayre, l'chayre should be fair. If the chotzer assels the mavui because they did not make an eruvi chatzeres, so the bnei ha-mavui should assel the chotzer also. If there was no eruvi chatzeres between them, so just like we say that the mavui is porutz l'chotzer, so the chotzer is porutz l'mavui. So why did Rav say that the chotzer is mutter and the mavui is also? So Rashi, the diyurei chotzer oisrim olav, who einei oser aleim, kidamrinim beperik kol gagay seir, gabi chotzer gdoyla shenifritzo lektano, diyurei gdoyla bektano. Now let us see, that's right, 69. Let us see picture 69. So we have here a beautiful picture. In picture 69, we have here a chotzer ktan in the back of the picture. That's nifratz ligdoilo. So now, if it matters what you look at. If you look at the chotzer ktana is poritz b'miluoi l'chotzer gdoilo. That means that it's the fourth ruach is completely broken off, so it's pogutz b'miluai to the chotze gedoyla. So if the chotze gedoyla was not ma'arev with the chotze ktane, so the chotze ktane is also because it's pogutz b'miluai l'rshus ha'osala. The chotze gedoyla has gefufim on each side. The chotze gedoyla, Lagabi the Chotze Gedoyla, the Chotze Ktane, there's a Pesach between the Chotze Gedoyla and the Chotze Ktane. So Memele, the Chotze Ktane is also, the Chotze Gedoyla is Mutter. So that's what Rashi is going to say. If we're going to look at our picture that we have over here, a Chotzer and a Mavui. So the Mavui is Nifretz B'miluai to the Chotzer. So therefore the Mavui is also helps the Chotzer. The chotzer has gifufim on both sides. So memele, so the chotzer is mutter, the movi will not answer the chotzer, because the chotzer has a pesach to the movi. So therefore the movi will not answer the chotzer. But the chotzer will answer the movi, because the chotzer is poru, because the movi is poru to the chotzer. So Rashi says, we find this din gabi chotzer gedoilo shenifretzo lektana. A chotze gdoilo shenifretzo lektane, di yure gdoilo bektano, kloimar, the gdoilo oisrim bektano, the didhuhu, the bottle legabo, the ktane becomes bottle to them because it's poured to them. Vein di yure ktano bigdoilo, the legabi gdoilo pesachu, the gdoilo has a pesach between itself and the ktane. And what is the halacha? Ushtei chatzeres. If you have two chatzeres, sheyesh beinehen pesach, there's not a pirza, they're not poruts one to the other. No, there's a pesach between them. Loi oschon adodi, then one won't asr adodi. Kedamrinem bepeirik chaloin, nivrat hakoysel ad eser ames. You have two chatzeres. And now the koysel did not become nifrat b'miluoi. It became Nifratz ad Eser Amos. So now there's a Pesach between these two Chatzeres. Im Rotzu, if they want Ma'arv and Shnayim. They don't have to make Eruvi Chatzeres one with the other. They can make separate Eruvi Chatzeres. And Aval Pikein, one will not answer the other one. Because there's a Pesach Binei. Im Rotzu, if they want Ma'arv and Echot. They want, they can make an Erev between one another also. Mineshu ke Pesach. Because if there is a pirze with gifufim and the pirze is less than Eser Amos, it is a teres pesach. Shnei motorim ze bo ze. So memele, so what did we say now? So we just said now that you learned wrong pshat and Rav. Rav said to Alochis, the chotzer is mutter, so the chiddush is that the chotzer is mutter. Even though the chotzer, the koysel achotzer is poretz l'shus harabim, and the reshus harabim are going through the chotzer, through the mavui, to the opposite reshus harabim, the bnei reshus harabim are doing this, afal pikein, since this chotzer has psochim, because on both sides there's gifufim, so memele, this chotzer is not in any way affected by the pirzes, it's not affected by the Bnei Rishus Harabim. This Chotzer, it's Mutal Letalto B'Chotzer. Le'idach Gisa, the Mavui is Porutz to the Chotzer. The Mavui is Porutz to the Rishus Harabim. The Mavui has no Gifufim whatsoever. So the Heter of the Mavui, or the Is of the Mavui, depends on one thing. If the Bnei Mavui made an Erev with the Bnei Chotzer, so then there's no problem. So they have one Rishus. So then the Mavi will also be mutal etalta. If the Bnei Hamavui did not make a Erev with the Bnei Achotzer, so then the Bnei Hamavi is also. The Bnei Achotzer asa the Bnei Hamavi, the Bnei Hamavi don't asa the Bnei Achotzer. But als the Pilush, there's no Iser of Mavi Mefulish, since it is Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, so that is Zichanat Osa. So that is Pshatan Rav. So now we're learning a punfakerte pshat and Rav. Rav holds that there is no iser als pilush, and the whole iser is out, because the Bnei Chotzer were not ma'arif with the Bnei Hamov. That's the true pshat and Rav. So Memelis of the Gemara says, if that is the case, the Rav Nami loy tikshu. So now, It could very well be this first member of Rabbi Yehuda could be b'shem Rav. Kloima, mahashte motzina l'meima. The Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't sorry klum bedure de ruuse. So kerav avdu, he holds like Rav. Kedamrino, kan she irvu ve kan she lo irvu. Rav never held that a pilush assels. It's not called a movi and a foolish. Rav held the only Yisr is only because the chotzer assels and the bnei movi. Because it's poritz l'moki mosoloi. U beruchovo, so the mice of Rav Yehuda that wasn't a ruchove, leke diyorim l'misri amovi. There's no diyorim whatsoever. So there's no diyorim, so it's equivalent to irvu. So memeila, so that's why Rav Yehuda said, that ain't it tzarech klum. There's nothing wrong with the mavoi. There's nothing. It's not called mefulish, and the rechava will not aser on the mavoi because no one lives. There's no diyarim in the rechava. So memele sholem al yisoil. Zok the gemara vayta. Ulemay de solik adaiton meikorem. The havamin of the gemara was that there is a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. And there's a double machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Bein she'irvu, bein she'loi irvu pligi. There's a machloikis, even irvu, according to Rav il b'yosar al tz'mefulish. Bein she'loi irvu pligi. If it's not mefulish, and it's loi irvu, will it be yosar? According to Rav Yehud il b'yosar. According to Rav, it's not yosar. Frag the Gemores, according to Havamina, be irvu ba my pligi, be shaloi irvu ba my pligi, be shaloi kadaita mi kore. The bain irvu, bain shaloi irvu pligi. There's a machloike, sai by irvu, and sai by lo irvu. Dafilu be irvu, osara, vataima mishame foolish. Vedav ken ifritze chotze ken egdekom. Halav hochi loi mitzem bovi, mishame bnei chotze. Rav holds the only reason the Bnei Movi are also is because it's mefulish. But irvus leimal leimayre. Vaha the Rav Yudah the Shmuel leivishari beirvu ki goin rechoved leiboy yerev and Shmuel is matter by irvu b'afal gav the nifritz rechoved kenegdoi. So we see there's a machloikis. Is it called a movi mefulish? Is it not called a movi mefulish? That's one machloik. Now there's another machloikis, ba'osar b'loi irvu, and Rabbi Yehuda asod b'loi irvu, gabi chotzer afilu loi nifritzer, mide noket rechavu noket chotzer. He said that the mavi is only mutter if it's nifra, if it's poritz lechotzer, if it's poritz lechotzer, so then the mavi will be osar, even though it's a chotzer sosar. Frag the Gemara, be'irvu, the Isurim Mishum Pirtze Shekenegdoyi, b'may pligi, my time the Rav, the Choshev lay mefulish, why did Rav say it's called mefulish? Or my time the Shmuel, the Lekori lay mefulish. So what is the machloikis? By irvu, that Rav holds it's called mefulish, Shmuel holds it's not called above mefulish. B'shaloi irvu, and also we have another machloikis. If they did not make an eruv chatzeres, kiloi nifritzef, there's no pirtze, but they did not make an eruv between the movui and the chotzer, my time the shmul doma b'nei chotzer osri. Shmul holds the b'nei chotzer will aser on the movui. My time the rav, the oma lo yosu. So that, now the Gemara wants to explain, and the havamini that we've had, there was a double machloikis. What is this double machloikis? And for the Gemara, b'sheloi irvu. Let's first go about if they did not make eruvei chatzeres. So we were under the impression, according to Rav Yehuda, it will be osur, and according to Rav, it is mutter. What is the machloikis? Pligi benire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. The machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav is, if you have koisolim, that when you're standing in the mavui, you do not see these koisolim. You stand outside of the mavui, you stand in the chotzer, you see these koisolim. Can these koisolim be used for the mavui also? Or is it only good for the chotzer? That is the case nire That's nire mi bachutz, v'shove mi bifnim, and that we can go back to that's our old picture. Our old picture of 68. So that's what it says in the picture, agapayim, these are the gefufim, of the koisel achotzel. Theoretically, this is a mechitze also for the movoi also. But the mechitze of the movoi, one does not see the mechitze when he's standing in the movoi. When he goes out of the movoi, and he looks at the movoi, so he sees that the movoi has two mechitzes on both sides, and there's a pirtz in the middle. So can these two mechitzes make the pirtz of the movoi a Pesach? Even though the Bnei Movi, when they're in the Movi, they don't see these two mechitzes, but could be it still gives it a Teiras Pesach. Or maybe not. This is only a Pesach for the Bnei HaChotza, not for the Bnei HaMovi. Let us see Rashi. B'nire mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. V'yisten depligi be'amei roi lekamon bepirkin. Ike leman diyoma nidoin kenira mishnei tzadim. One man, the Yom holds, listen, even though he doesn't see it in the Movi, this is a kaisel for the Movi also. So, if we will attribute this as a kaisel for the Movi also, so the Movi has a Pesach, just like the Chatzar has a Pesach. The Ikel, a man, the Yom ain't I nidain. One man, the Yom holds, no. The Bnei HaChatzar, when you stand in the Chatzar, so you see the Gifufim, so that, for them, the spirit is called a Pesach. The Bnei HaMovoi, what's loy nire mebifnim, v'shova mebifnim, they don't see anything. So for them, it doesn't have a Teres Pesach. V'ochina, hanoch gifufi de'is l'chotza. These extensions, which the chotza possesses, ha'oitvim al reichav pirtzes ha'movi. That means they go on both sides of the pirtz of the movi. Nirin mi bachutz. Those who are standing in the chotzer, they don't see a kaisel poritz b'miluoi. Those who are standing in the chotzer see a Pesach. There are mechitzes on both sides, the gefufi on both sides, and in the middle there's a pirtze. So since v'yoyse miyasa namilei habe, so a pirtze, if there are gefufim on both sides, and the pirtze is not more than 10 amos. So it's a Pesach for the Bnei Amos. It's a Pesach. V'yayis mes nami le'ave. Hilka. Af al gav de shove mi bifnim. Even though this is shove mi bifnim. Sho'im dim bimovoi ein roi noisoi. They don't see the gifufim. When you stand in the mavu, you only see straight in front of you a pirtze. You don't see the gifufim. V'nire lohem. They see koisel poritz b'miluay. They see a koisel poritz. Afilo hochi. L'rav mahani hani gifufi. L'shavye pischa l'gabi movi. But Rav holds, even though they don't see the gifufi, but the gifufi are here. So these gifufi can make it a Pesach for the movi also. Ki heichi demash v'lei pischa l'gabi chotzer. Just like the gifufi make it a Pesach l'gabi the chotzer. And therefore the movi, the bnei movi do not ask of the bnei chotzer. In the same way, these gifufi make it a Pesach for the bnei movi also. And therefore it is not called porutz b'miluoi l'mokei ma'osolo. It's not porutz. It's a Pesach. And if there's a Pesach between one Rishus and another Rishus, it doesn't answer. So therefore, Rav held, al fawaritz pasuach lechotzer, geit menishta. Rashi, yes, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, chotzer ktano, chotzer gdoilo, shenifritzo lektano. We had a din that the ktano, this was picture 69. That chotzer ktano, that nifritz l'gdoilo, so the ktan is also. So you see klal from the Mishnah, that nire mi bachutz v'shava b'befnim does not have a teiras Pesach for the pnim, for the chotzer ktan. So Rashi says, v'ho adis nan ktana asuro, Mukim leirav benichnosim koisley ktano ligdoilo. Rav learned that it is speaking about that the koisley ktano are going into the gdoilo. Yeah, in page 114, we have that the koisley ktano is nichnas ligdoilo. So there, so that means that if the Kaisli of the Ketana juts into the Gedoyla, so then everyone holds that you cannot use the Gifufi of the Gedoyla for the Ketana. If it looks like picture 69, so then we say that Shavu b'bifnei v'nirim b'chutz, so the Gifufi are considered extensions of the Kaisli Ketana. So it's called a Pesach. But over here, in picture 114, you cannot consider that the Gifufim are extensions of the Kaisel Aktana. It juts out that the Gifufim are in back of the Kaisel. The Kaisel juts out into the Chatzar HaGdayla. So there, everyone holds that the Ktana is also, because the Ktana is Poritz B'miluay to the Gdayla. That is what Rashi says. So Rashi... But in our case, Pischehu, here it's called a Pesach. Avle Movi, it's a Pesach for the Movi also. So therefore, Rav holds that the Bnei Chotzer will not answer the Movi, because there's a Pesach between the Movi and the Chotzer. Va'af al-gav, so now Rashi asks, good. But Rashi said, Rashi has a kashavir, which we mentioned before, that the Emerson, a Chotzer that is poigish with a Movi, that means a Chotzer that opens up into a Movi, so there are two svaris to answer the Movi. Svar in number one, ta'aser it, because it's porutz in a reshus ha'osloif. They didn't make an error, so it's porutz in a reshus ha'osloif. This problem we can solve if it's not porutz, if there's a Pesach. So a Pesach will take away this problem. But there's another problem. The whole din of shitufei mevois is not speaking about pirtzes. The whole din of shitufei mevois means you have a chotzer, that old chatzeris which open up into the movi. Since they have drisus haregel on the movi, all the chatzeris open up in the movi, so therefore they ask the movi. Also drisus haregel. Frek the chrashi, and that applies, I feel it is a pesach between them, but the drisus haregel of the bnei ha-chotzer ala movi asks the movi. Frek the chrashi says, weiter what's pshat and ra. So Rashi says, but let's think of the picture over here. Zu hoyel ve'eino regila boy. The bnei achotzer were bechlal not rogel to go through this movi. They weren't rogel to go through this movi. Why won't they rogel? Sherei sosum hoyo mitchilo. This movi was sosum. How do you know this movi was sosum? Because the story says, movi shenifratz b'miluoy lechotza. What does nifratz b'miluoy mean? It means, let's go back into history. There was once a wall over here. There was once a wall on this movi in picture 68. And when there was a wall, the Bnei Achotzer never were mishtamish with this movi. So Memele, this movi was not made for them with the small aleph is in picture 68, there used to be a wall there. So Mishonim Kadmeniyos, they never used to go through this movi. They had a different way of getting out. Then it was Nifratz b'miluya, the wall fell down. But even though the wall fell down, but that does not make that now the flow of traffic goes through the movi. They still don't go through the movi. It wasn't made for them to go through the movi. So Mamela Rashi says, Va'av ogav v'shachat tzeiris ha'psuches l'movi b'pesach hogen v'aday o'yisris olov. Why does it ask out the drisus haregel? Zu hoyel v'eina regila boy, but the here the bnei achotzer were not rogel to go through this Mavi. Shrei Sosam Haya Mitchila, because in the beginning it was Sosam, it says Nifrat Lechotzem, Eina Eiseres Arav, Kedi Oma Beperik Mishay Tziyu, She Eina Regila Boi Muta. If it's Eina Regila Boi is Muta. And that is Pshat in what Rashi said in on Davzayna Medbeis Chotzem Muteres, Rashi says, Avul Chatzeres Oisrim B'movoi, Shrei Drisis Ragleim Olo. The achotze could asar a movi if this drisus a regel. No, grad in this case, there's no drisus a regel because ein regilum, the not regel. So Rav held some mail. Now we understand Rav. So Rav held as follows: that a fellow there's no erev between the bnei achotze and the bnei movi. The bnei movi still wouldn't be awesome. Because Rav holds shavu mi bifnim v'nirim mi bachutz is a din Pesach, a fellow for the Mavi also. That's the svar of Rav. Ushmu al sover einei nidain mishum shir le Mavi. The gifufim of the chotzer are not considered as an extension of the koislei ha-Mavi. Though they hold a pilze, it is a pilze. If it is a pirtze, so it comes out that we have here a movi that is porut l'shus ha'osoloi. So that is one machloikes, Shmuel and Rav. And what is the other machloikes? The other machloikes is ubishe irvu. If they didn't make an erev chatzeir, so let's see the Gemara. If they did make an Erev Chatzeir, so then the Chotzer Zichah doesn't answer the Mavui, Kamif Legi Bidder Rav Yosef. So now the Machlokes is Bidder Rav Yosef. The Omar Rav Yosef. Loishonu Elo Shekolo Leemtza Rechove. Avul Kolo Letzide Rechove Oso. So let us see Rashi. Ubishi Irvu, if there was an Erev Chatzeir, so then, the Mavui can't be Osir anymore because it's Porot to the Chotzer. They made Eruv Chatzeiros. Then the Isurim Mishum Pirtze Shekenegdayu. Then the whole Isur is, Nafrad Al Tavim Gmor that Rav Asir, because it's a Mavui Mefulash, Mishum Pirtze Shekenegdayu. Pligi bid Rav Yosef. Now, the Gmor learned the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is in Rav Yosef. What did Rav Yosef say? The Omar, Rav Yosef said, Loi Shonu, the Ein Tzorich Klum, when do we say that the Mavui does not need anything? Elo Shekoloi Mavui Le'em Tzarechov. That the Mavui ends Be'em Tzarechov. The Kibin De Reichba Shel Rechova Oidef Ala Mavui Lechol Tzad. Since the Rechova is Oidef Ala Mavui Lechol Tzad, Nire shehamovi lerach bokolo, veine moishech ad reshus arabim shekenegdoi, uleyosi lemishrei mefulish. Let us look at picture 68. Picture 68 is the mavui ends be'emtza harechove. That means, as soon as one leaves the mavui, one does not go straight out to the pirtze. One has an area on the right of him. One has an area on the left of him. So memele, since the movi is kolo be'emtza harechove, so therefore there's a svara to say that Shmuel held, this is not called a movi mefulish. This is not called mefulish. This is not a straight line to the reshus harabim. You go from the movi to the rechove. The rechove, the pirtze grad. But al koponim, since it's called be'emtza rechove, so memele, so we did not make it a mefulish. Let us go a little further. The dekim de roich be shel rechove oidef ala mavi lechol tzad. Since the width of the rechove extends on both sides of the mavi, nire shehamavi lerach lechove kol. So the mavi ended in the rechove. So the Mavoi is not a continuation with the Rishus Arabim. So therefore Shmuel holds ein tzorich klum. The Rav sova afilu hachi kivin da oimid b'mavoi. royal beis roshi rishus arabim. That's what Shmuel held. But Rav held, but let's see, the person who is standing in the movi, the person who is standing in the movi, but he sees in front of him, he only sees the pirza to the rishus arabim in front of him. The one who is standing in the movi, he looks straight ahead, he sees the pirza to the rishus arabim. And he sees both sides. He turns around, he sees a pirza to one rishus arabim. He goes the other way, sees another. Picture 68. The person standing in the movi, he sees rishus arabim on both sides. Even the oimid bimovi, royal beis roshi rishus arabim. That's one thing. In number two, boki rabim, rishus arabim zu, rishus arabim zu, derech movi. Number two, we have a whole line of traffic. We have a whole line of traffic from one pirza to the other pirza. So this mavoi is being used as a shortcut between two rishus arabim. Also, derech mavoi chava. Also, so memela, that was the machloikis that Shmuel held like Rabbi Yosef, that kiven it's kala beemtza rechove, so one does not associate the pirza of the chotzer to the movi, and we say, no, the movi ends in the chotzer, the movi ends in the rechove, because it spreads out. So you see, Klo, the movi ended already. That's the end of the movi. And so Mamele, there's no isar of mefulish. And the Rav held, that's when you get out of the movi, you see that the person standing in the movi, he sees the two tzidei rishus arabim on both sides. He sees the flow of traffic on both sides. So this is called a movi, a mefulish l'shus arabim. If this is called a movi, a mefulish l'shus arabim, therefore you'll need a lechi on one side and a tzuras ha-pesach on the other side. Avol, let's us finish the memra of Rav Yosef. Avol kolo, letzide rechove, but Rav Yosef said, if the movi was kolo letzide rechove also. Now kolo letzide rechove is picture 73 in the new Perish Chayes. Let us look at picture 73. The old one is 74. Let us look at the picture. The mavui goes, that means the rechove is on one side, rochov from the mavui, that's on the right side, but on the left side, the mavui and the rechove are like one wall. Now, and look, and if you'll have the pilza that's mechuvin right now, keneged the movi, so this looks like a movi on the foolish. Here, according to everyone, even though in one side of it, you see that it's going out to a rechove, but if you look at the other side, you look at the left side, so memele, it looks like one long movi on the foolish, l'shnei reshus arabim. So Rabbi Yosef said, in such a case, everyone holds that has a din of a movi and a foolish l'shus arabim. Avol kolo letzide rechove, shekoysel oirech ha-movi, the koysel, the one wall of the length of the movi shove is flush le'echod mikoysel oirech ha-rechove. It's flush together with one of the koysalim of the length of the rechove. V'nire kemovi oruch, it looks like a movi oruch. And this goes straight into the Rishus Arabim Shekenegdoi. Is Merzik a Mefulish V'yoso. So this looks like a Mefulish, and according to everyone, it will be also Alta Movi a Mefulish, unless you'll make a Tikkun, which is either Tzuras HaPesach or Adelis.